It's a pleasure to welcome Enzo and Nico along with their dad, the Quixote Trio. Had a chance to hear the Quixote Trio, and Enzo did a lot of the fancy banjo soloing type work there. JT, what's the name of that song?
Mammy.
Mammy, okay.
Al Jolson.
Yeah, I could hear it. It's funny. I thought that's what it was, and then I thought it wasn't, then I thought it was, then I thought it wasn't. And Enzo, that was really a great what you played. I don't solo is, I guess lead is probably the right word for it. Do you play that a little differently every time you play it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
I would imagine. Just had some really nice jazz chops. How old are you now?
13.
13, and you're heading into what grade?
Eighth.
Eighth grade, and Nico is here, who is becoming a senior.
I'm going into 10th.
rats, sophomore. I want to age Enzo or Nico before his time. I should remember that because I know Nico well enough to remember that. But I don't. And JT, we don't have to talk about a grade you guys.
I flunked a couple of times.
So we've had the brothers on a couple of times. It's nice to have all three of you on. Have you been playing as a trio for a while now? Or
about 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three.
One
three.
For each member. And it's nice to have you play like this. What inspired you to start playing together like this?
Well, we're part of the Pittsburgh Banjo Club, so we were already playing together. I also play the banjo, and as part of the bigger band, it was actually Mom's idea that we go and busk in the Strip about 3 years ago.
Wow.
And we did. All we had was about 15 minutes worth of music that we just kept playing over and over again. And Woolies, the fish market, mm-hmm. hired us on the spot to perform in front of their store, and we've been doing it ever since.
That's great.
That gig has pretty much inspired us to step up our game and learn a lot more songs and play a lot more intensely. We do 2 hours in front of the store almost every weekend, sometimes both weekend days. We'll be there tomorrow. Between 2 and 4, we'll be in front of the store. And we perform to basically draw the customers in or get them to stop. They sell sometimes lobster rolls or oysters or flowers on the street in front of the store. And then we draw a crowd around us typically when we play, and people will then, you know, kind of shop and stuff.
That's great. Well, the accordions have needed some competition because there's
yes.
Last time I was in the Strip District on a Saturday, which is rare, I seem to remember there being 3 or 4 accordionists on the street. So it's good to have you guys there too. Let's get another song in. What would you like to do next?
Alabama Jubilee.
Oh, great song. And you did this during the sound check. I was hoping you were going to play it. Here again, the Quixote Trio. Saturday Light Brigade, the Quixote Trio. I got to ask you, JT, as I listen several times now, my ears have deceived me as I turned away. The way you're sustaining the notes on the bass, I almost hear a tuba. And I don't know if that's deliberate or if it's just my ears today, but it's really neat.
I don't know, actually.
No.
That would be the sound that you would normally hear in a traditional...
Maybe that's why, yeah. Is I'm just I'm sort of interpolating or extrapolating the notes.
But we do have a tuba in the bigger band, and so I may be stealing the sounds that I heard all these years listening to the tubas behind us.
Yeah.
And not even realizing it. I never even thought of it that way.
No, it sounds perfect. And it might just be that the notes are they probably are at the same frequency or the same pitch. So, Nico, what's your summer been like? I saw you about a month ago here at the museum, but are you up to much?
Banjo playing.
have you been traveling? Or
we've been playing quite a few shows. We played one yesterday at Asbury Heights in Mount Lebanon, and of course last weekend and the weekend before that. So,
and will you be on the road at all this summer? I know a lot of times you've made it to other states or even other countries, if my memory's right.
We're going to Tennessee for a four-string banjo convention. Oh, Kentucky. For a four-string banjo convention.
Actually, it's the Threaded Instrument Guild convention.
Yeah. Well, you guys are being pretty modest. I mean, people, I've read so much about both of you, and maybe your dad will brag on you a little bit, but your sons are really... admired by a lot of people all over the country, I think.
We have music online, and our first sale was in Italy, of all places. Somebody bought our album, which is kind of crazy because there's no way they could have ever possibly heard us except via the internet.
Yeah.
So the banjo community is kind of close-knit, and the fact that they're playing brothers and young people to begin with, there's not a whole lot of young. There are some, but there's not a whole lot of young people playing this instrument in this style. But the fact that they're brothers has garnered them a lot of attention over the years. And I guess the community's been very appreciative and glad that they're not only doing it, but they're putting, you know, their heart and souls behind it to really play well.
And you guys have really stuck with it. When did you start playing, Enzo? Do you remember?
I think 6 years ago.
So you would have been seven, and did you start at the same time?
Yes. Yes,
so,
we did.
That's really something to keep with it. Now, do you think it's so early? I mean, in terms of schooling to start thinking about life after high school, but do you think music might be something you want to study in college or?
I don't know. It's been one of the possibilities, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of early. And so I don't know if you're thinking about that yet.
I don't really know.
I mean, you got another 4 years or so. But you guys are just so talented. What kind of music do you like? Other kinds of music do you like to listen to, if any?
Well, I like folk. I mean, pop sometimes. We listen to the radio, alternative rock.
Mm-hmm. And same for you, Enzo?
I'll listen to jazz, and then sometimes, yeah, rock. That depends.
Yeah, I was hearing a lot of jazz. Well, and really in Dixieland, of course, there's a lot of jazz to hear. But it's nice to hear you guys improvising and sounding really authentic. Was it scary to busk for the first time? Do you remember that?
I don't think busking was very scary. It was scary to play when they hired us for the first time. That was scary.
How come?
You don't know what's going to show up. You know, you don't know what's going to be there. You don't know where you're going to be. Who's going to know that you're supposed to be there?
And you have to do a good job, too, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you're actually getting paid to do what it is you're doing. And I got to imagine people immediately loved it, though. It had to go well.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it went really well. And the street is a funny place to play, if you've ever played on the street. We had Kel try to prep us by doing crazy things while we practiced before our first time playing in front of Woolies. And she would come up and dance and yell in our ears and stuff, and we tried to concentrate. Well, we figured it was just a little over the top, that really wouldn't be what it's like. It's like that. People would come up to us and talk to us and yell while we're playing. People would dance. One elderly woman gave each of the boys a dollar in their pocket. When she got to me, I had no pocket, so she shoved it down my shirt. At the same time, her son is yelling, "Ma, what are you doing?" And she goes, "I want to give him a dollar." It was just, and we're playing. So it's not like we're just sitting there. We're actually trying to hold the song together while this is all going on. And in the beginning, we would kind of fall apart. And now we're getting to the point where very little shakes us up.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because we've been on the street. So I was like, oh, people are screaming. That's okay. We just ignore it.
Yeah, it's just the way. That's why the children's movie dream is easy after all of that. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about where you can see them and also about how you can maybe hire the group to play for you. We're going to have time for two more songs. Let's do another one. Coyote Trio, that was so much fun to listen to that polka. And we mentioned the Banjo Club earlier, and every Wednesday night at the Lawrenceville Elks, the Banjo Club rehearses, but you can attend the rehearsals unless things have changed, right?
Nothing has changed.
I feel very confident that the Elks of the Northside Elks. I don't know why I said Lawrenceville. The Northside Elks is a constant, and you can go there and enjoy the Banjo Club. About how many members are there typically on a Wednesday?
There's between 20 and 30 guys on stage. We have about 80 members, but yeah. There's about 20 or 30 active guys on stage, depending on weather and schedules
and
stuff like that.
And a woman or two addition to the guys.
Yeah, what I mean, guys, there's actually, we have about three or four women in the band that play. Some of them are banjo players. One's a bass player that are up there.
And you've got a cornet player. Mm-hmm. A tuba is there as well. If people would like to retain you, you'd be great for a wedding. You'd be great for any kind of party or I could bar mitzvah band. I could see all sorts of possibilities. What's the best way to do that?
We can be reached by info@coyotetrio.com.
Perfect.
And we have a website at coyotetrio.com as well.
Yeah, and I assume, I mean, y'all didn't ask me to mention that, but I mean, I think it would be a great service. Anytime, you know, you want to liven up an event with live music, it's a great thing to do. And I'm not sure you could do better than having a group like this to have a party, you know, be a kind of fun. Do you find yourself doing a lot of private things for people approaching?
Yeah, we've done the Green Building Alliance has hired us for their speaker series, and we also did one of their donor fundraisers. And there's a couple of things coming up on the schedule for other parts. I don't know if it's still part of the Green Building Alliance or not, but they're having a picnic that we're going to be performing at. What's some of the other things?
We've done birthday parties, yeah. Family reunions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, family reunions.
Yeah, we did the Janoski's family reunion just a couple weeks ago, which was a hoot. That was a lot of fun.
I'll bet we're going to have to come up with an event to feature you in, even though this is kind of one, but we should come up with another one. This is our last chance to talk before you're playing again. Is there anything else any of you wanted to say that I didn't get a chance to ask?
Well, we're extremely grateful to our teacher, Norm Azinger, who's taught us all this.
I didn't know that. I mean, not knowing you were grateful. I didn't realize Norm taught you. Norm's such a great person. Norm and Joanne. I mean, I know you've played with Norm. I didn't realize he taught you. My gosh, he must be proud.
And we're also grateful to Frank Rossi, who's the leader of the Pittsburgh Banjo Club.
As are we, because, you know, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club takes proceeds from their performances and donates them to local nonprofits, one of which is us, and we're grateful for that too, and his spirit. I mean, he's really done a job of keeping everybody together. Any gratitudes you want to pass along, Enzo? Not to put you on the spot. Grateful for the great brother sitting next to you, the dad and mom sitting in the studio. Just nod your head. Now, anything you wanted to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here. What do you want to close up with?
5'2" and Bye Bye Blues.
Excellent. Once again, the Quixote Trio. Quixote Trio, and look for their website and look for them later today on the north side at the Warhol and at West Park, and tomorrow in the Strip District.